Thank you and good morning. AT&T issued a letter to the county on Wednesday regarding the company's efforts to expand redundant broadband service to the region so that a cut in a fiber optic cable, something that's happened twice in the past 4 months, doesn't completely shut down digital communication between Humboldt County and the outside world. AT&T said in the letter that in order to better serve the North Coast, the company will upgrade its main route of networks in the area by programming new equipment to reroute data over diverse paths in the event fiber optic cable service is interrupted. Government, business, and private customers have all been impacted by the outages to cell and internet service. AT&T said that by installing new equipment at its wire center, they will be able to continue service by rerouting around trouble spots to avoid outages. The Fortuna Police Department is the coordinating agency for the countywide anti-DUI task force, and with Christmas just a week away, local law enforcement agencies and the CHP will begin DUI and impaired driving enforcement efforts beginning this weekend. Police will operate DUI checkpoints and DUI saturation patrols, and the CHP will perform maximum enforcement periods over the Christmas and New Year weekends. The enforcement period will run through Monday, January 3rd, and motorists are also reminded to avoid driving if they have taken prescription medication, which combined with alcohol can increase impairment effects. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian collision that sent 41-year-old Fortuna man Troy Lovergen to the hospital with major injuries. It was near 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening when the sheriff's office received a call of an intoxicated man near Hydesville. While en route, a second call came in and reported that a pedestrian, identified as Lovergen, had been hit while walking in the traffic lanes westbound on Highway 36. The driver of the minivan told CHP officers that he tried to avoid Lovergen but was unable to do so. The impact fractured both of Lovergen's legs and caused head trauma. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. None of the occupants of the minivan were injured, and impairment on the part of the driver is not considered a factor. Jordan Christmas has news about Big Lagoon.
Fishing in Big Lagoon has been reopened for local residents after being shut down on Monday afternoon due to oil washing into the water. A rollover accident by a tanker truck on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon on Saturday afternoon spilled nearly 800 gallons of fuel across the roadway, and along with Caltrans, multiple agencies spent the afternoon cleaning the spillage. The heavy rain caused excess oil to wash into the lagoon, causing officials at the State Department of Fish and Wildlife to shut down the lagoon due to public health concerns.
Thank you, Jordan. The National Weather Service is keeping a close eye on yet another winter storm that is forecasted for the region in the coming days. Rain is expected through the weekend, and the Weather Service predicts the worst-case scenario could bring up to 6 to 8 inches of rain over the weekend and into next week. That amount of rain will mean poor driving conditions and the flooding of local streams and creeks and low-lying areas. Residents concerned about those impacts can contact city or county government for help with sandbags to protect their property. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The recent winter storms that swept through the area dumped a large amount of rain on the region and flooded roadways, caused rock and mudslides, and generally made life miserable for motorists. At Humboldt Bay Fire, the winter storms only add to the load of emergency calls firefighters respond to, particularly down to overhead and power lines. Chief Ken Wood said that fire crews will check to see what sort of line has come down and then secure the scene.
With the wind, a number of those types of calls, trees down, trees across the lines, those kind of things, and that's kind of the norm for this time of year for us, but it is an increase of calls, and it does tie up our units, because if it is a power line down, we need to wait for PG&E to get there to secure the power. Our units will stay there on scene until they arrive, and once the power is secure, then we can leave.
Woods pointed out that the department has 3 volunteers who can relieve some of the storm-based burden by responding to non-emergency calls, thereby allowing firefighters to respond to emergencies.
We have some of our own we call fire support, which are three of our folks. They're volunteers that are past the age of firefighting. They've been a real asset to us. They come out on those calls where we need traffic control. They will direct traffic. They'll close off a street. You know, they're three very dedicated volunteers that really free up some of our folks to be able to respond on other calls.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Chief Woods by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.